Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Ever felt like, your ambition and your heart were like pulling you in opposite directions? It's a real struggle, right? Well, that's kind of at the heart of Katie Roberts' Forbidden Games, a steamy contemporary romance novel. It really dives deep into these, complex relationships we have nowadays. So if you love stories that make you think and blush, you know what to do. Hit that like button and subscribe. We'll have more juicy deep dives for you. You can find a link to Forbidden Games down in the description.
So what's really interesting is that Robert, she weaves together these two separate stories, originally published as Make Me Want and Make Him Crave. They both kind of explore these, love and ambition themes.
Okay, so we've got a double dose of romance and intrigue going on here. And from the excerpts you sent, it looks like these characters, they're not afraid to, make bold choices
No, they're not.
in the name of love and ambition.
And Make Me Want, we meet Lucy.
Okay.
She's a lawyer, very sharp, but she's kind of been burned by love before,
Oh, I see.
after, this almost marriage that just went disastrously.
Yeah.
She's determined to approach her love life differently, more, how do you say, strategically.
Sounds like my kind of woman. So what's the strategy here?
So she's up for this big promotion at work, but there's a catch.
Uh-oh.
She has to be married. And
What?
so she turns to her friend Gideon. He's a headhunter,
Okay.
top notch, and she asks him to find her the perfect husband.
Hold on, she's like outsourcing her husband hunt?
Yeah, she is.
That's next level. But why Gideon, though? I mean, is there more to this relationship than just friends?
Yeah, there's definitely some history there. They were close back in college, but things kind of fell apart. When Gideon revealed that Lucy's fiance at the time was cheating on her.
Ouch. That's rough. So there's already like this layer of trust there, maybe some tension that hasn't been resolved.
And remember those whispers about Gideon's, expertise back in college. Well, Lucy, she also asks him to give her some, let's just say, lessons to prepare for married life.
Oh my. So not only is he finding her a husband, but he's prepping her for the honeymoon.
Pretty much.
I see where this is going.
The lines definitely start to blur as Gideon's diligently interviewing these candidates. Lucy's going on all these awkward first dates.
So it's like Gideon's trying to protect her while he helps her find someone else.
Yeah, there's a scene where Gideon's talking to his friend Roman, who knows some of these candidates. Roman warns him about these two guys, Travis and David, paints them in a pretty bad light. So it's like Gideon subconsciously wants Lucy to fail on these dates.
It wouldn't be a good romance without a little jealousy, though, right?
Absolutely not.
But what about Lucy, though? How's she feeling about all this?
Well, she's definitely struggling with her own emotions. She's attracted to Gideon, but she's convinced that he's not the, settling down type. And then there's the whole issue of her ex, Jeff.
Oh, right. That uncomfortable encounter with Jeff at the nightclub. What was that all about?
Oh, that's a really revealing scene. Jeff's bitterness and Gideon's protectiveness are just on full display. Jeff just throws these hurtful words at Lucy,
Oh, no.
implying that she can't meet a man's needs.
That's awful. No wonder he has trust issues. But I mean, it seems like this encounter also pushes Gideon, to confront his own feelings.
Like you can see the wheels turning in his head as he watches Jeff. It's like he can't stand to see Lucy hurt, especially by someone who treated her so badly. So Lucy's trying to find a husband out of ambition, and it seems like Gideon might be falling for her for real.
What a tangled web we weave. But what about the other story? Where does Ally fit in with all of this?
So in Make Me Crave, we shift gears to Allie's perspective. She owns a women-only gym and shelter, and she's going through some serious financial trouble.
Oh, no.
So she escapes to this private island, hoping for some rest and relaxation, but that's not exactly what she gets.
I have a feeling you're going to tell me that a certain Roman enters the picture.
You got it. And their first meeting is not conventional at all.
Hey.
Let's just say it involves mistaken identity, a ton of attraction, and a very steamy first impression.
Whoa, hold on. Is this the same Roman who's friends with Gideon, the one warning him about those candidates?
One and the same. But here's the twist. Allie has no idea who Roman really is. She's just enjoying this whirlwind romance with this charismatic stranger, totally unaware of his intentions.
Wait, intentions. What's Roman up to?
Remember Allie's gym that's struggling? Well, Roman's interested in acquiring it. He sees it as a good investment, but he also feels connected to Allie.
So he's falling for the woman whose business he wants to take over.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is getting complicated.
It definitely adds another layer. Their relationship turns into this passionate affair, but it's all built on secrets and conflicting goals.
Right.
As they get closer, Roman's torn between what he wants with Ally and his ambition for the gym.
And Ally's falling for a guy she doesn't know. I could already sense the drama. But how do these stories connect, you know, besides Roman?
That's the genius of Robert's writing. She subtly ties together these themes of ambition, love, and compromise in both stories. Both Lucy and Ally are strong, independent women. They're used to being in control, they've been hurt, and they're protective of their hearts and their dreams.
So they're both facing the same dilemma, how to have love without losing themselves.
Exactly. And the men, Gideon and Roman, they're also grappling with their own desires and ambitions.
Yeah.
They're attracted to these strong women, but they're used to getting what they want. The question is, will they sacrifice for love, or will their ambition win in the end?
This is definitely a deep dive into complicated relationships. What happens next? Do Lucy and Ally figure out what they really want?
Right.
And how does Roman juggle his feelings with wanting to buy the business?
Well, that's a story for part two. Welcome back to our deep dive into Katie Roberts' Forbidden Game.
We left off with Lucy and Ally kind of at these crossroads.
Yeah.
You know, having to confront their fears and make these tough decisions.
Exactly.
About love and ambition, right?
Right. Will they choose that safe path or take a chance on something real, something messy, something forbidden?
Ooh. I love a good forbidden romance.
Right.
But let's start with Ally.
Okay.
Last we heard, she was pretty angry with Roman.
Yeah.
For trying to buy her business without, you know, being upfront about it.
Right. But Roman isn't giving up that easily.
Oh.
Driven by his love for Ally and wanting her to succeed, he arranges this secret meeting.
Okay.
Between Ally and his investor.
Who is it?
Claire Belford.
Claire Belford, the philanthropist. But why all the secrecy? And how does Ally react?
Well, Roman knows that Ally has this idea of investors as these, you know, heartless corporate sharks.
Yeah.
He wants her to see Claire for who she really is.
Yeah.
Someone who really cares about women and really believes in Transcend's mission.
I bet Allie's reaction is priceless.
Oh, it is.
I mean, seeing Claire's dedication, her understanding, it must completely change Allie's perspective.
Absolutely. Ally realizes that partnering with Claire, it wouldn't mean giving up her vision.
Right.
It would mean, you know, expanding it, reaching even more women who need help.
Yeah, it's a powerful moment for her, right? She realizes that accepting help isn't weakness.
Exactly.
Sometimes strength comes from letting others share the load.
Exactly.
This is such a good example of how Robert kind of weaves these themes together.
Yes.
You know, ambition, compromise. Ally's so driven, you know, she wants to do it all on her own,
mm-hmm.
but she learns it's okay to rely on others, especially when it means, you know, achieving something bigger.
And don't forget the emotional impact this has on Ally. She sees how much Roman loves her.
Oh, yeah.
In this really selfless act. I mean, he risked his reputation, his career.
Yeah.
To make sure she's happy and her dream succeeds.
That's true love right there.
It is.
He went above and beyond and it really paid off for him.
Absolutely. This grand gesture, their undeniable chemistry, their passion, it all melts away Ally's doubts.
Yeah.
They finally come together, not just as lovers, but as partners, ready to face the future.
Okay, so one happy ending down.
Right.
What about Lucy and Gideon?
Yeah.
Did she make a decision during those 2 weeks?
Remember that disastrous date with Mark?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that was like the final push for Lucy.
Really?
She realizes she's wasting her time with anyone but Gideon.
I knew it. Their chemistry was off the charts from the start.
Right.
But how does their reconciliation go?
Oh, it's beautifully done. As they navigate this new territory,
yeah.
Their connection grows and Lucy sees Gideon in a whole new light. The carefree guy she knew from college,
right.
He's become this successful, driven man, capable of deep love and commitment.
And like you said, he's offering a love that's not safe or predictable.
Exactly. He challenges her, makes her feel alive, pushes her outside her comfort zone.
So how does he finally win her over?
Okay, so Gideon takes Lucy to this special place.
Mm.
It's this hidden greenhouse right in the middle of New York City.
Oh, wow.
It's this place that represents growth, beauty, new beginnings.
I love that. The perfect setting for a romantic, you know, declaration.
And that's exactly what happens. Gideon proposes to Lucy.
Oh.
Confesses his love, admits he was wrong to encourage the whole loveless marriage thing.
Wow.
He offers her a real partnership built on passion, trust, the dream of building a life together.
Yeah.
A life that's, you know, messy and unpredictable, but full of love.
And she says yes.
She does. She finally lets go of her fear.
Yeah.
Embraces how she feels about Gideon. It's this beautiful end to their journey, a testament to second chances, you know?
Yeah.
And the courage to choose love over security.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into forbidden games.
We left off with Lucy and Allie at a crossroads, right?
Yeah.
They had to, like, confront their fears and make these tough decisions about love and ambition, you know?
Right. Will they choose the safe path or, you know, take a chance on something real, something messy, something forbidden?
Exactly.
Ooh, I love a good forbidden romance. But let's start with Allie. Last we heard, she was pretty angry with Roman for trying to, you know, buy her business without being straight up about it.
Right, but Roman's not giving up easy. He loves Allie. He wants her to succeed. So he sets up this secret meeting.
A secret meeting?
Between Allie and his investor.
Oh, and who is this mystery investor?
Claire Belford.
Claire Belford, the philanthropist. Wow, okay. But why so secretive, and how does Allie react to this?
Well, you know, Roman knows that Allie has this idea of investors as, like, these heartless corporate types.
They're the sharks.
Exactly. He wants her to see the real Claire, you know,
yeah.
Someone who really believes in Transcend and its mission.
I bet Allie's reaction was priceless.
Oh, it was. Allie realizes that partnering with Claire, it wouldn't be like giving up her vision.
Right.
It'd be like expanding it, reaching even more women.
It's a big moment for her, right? She sees that accepting help doesn't mean she's weak.
Right.
Sometimes it takes strength to let others share the load.
Exactly. And don't forget the emotional impact. Allie sees how deeply Roman cares for her.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he put his own reputation, his career on the line, you know, to make sure she's happy and her dream comes true.
That's true love. He really went above and beyond.
He did, and it worked. This grand gesture, their chemistry, their passion, it washes away all Allie's doubts.
Aww.
They finally come together, not just as lovers, but as partners.
That's beautiful. Okay, so we have one happy ending. What about Lucy and Gideon? What happened during those 2 weeks? Did she make a decision?
You remember that disastrous date with Mark?
Oh, yeah.
That was it for Lucy. She realized she was just wasting time.
I knew it. I mean, their chemistry was undeniable. But how do they get back together?
It's really beautiful. They start navigating this new territory. Mm. Their connection deepens. Lucy sees a different side of Gideon, not the carefree college guy anymore.
Right.
But this successful man, capable of love, real love, commitment.
And like you said, he's offering her something exciting, unpredictable.
Exactly. He challenges her, makes her feel alive, pushes her out of her comfort zone.
So how does he win her over? What's the grand gesture?
Gideon takes Lucy to this special place, this hidden greenhouse in New York City.
Oh, wow, a hidden greenhouse.
It's a symbol, you know, of growth, beauty, new beginnings.
I love it. It's the perfect spot for a romantic moment.
And that's exactly what happens. Gideon proposes.
He proposes.
He tells her he loves her, admits he was wrong about that whole marriage arrangement thing.
Wow.
He wants a true partnership with her, built on passion, trust, building a life together, a life that's, you know, messy, unpredictable, but full of love.
Does she say yes?
She does. Lucy finally lets go of her fear, embraces her feelings. It's a beautiful ending to their journey.
It is.
It shows that second chances are possible, you know, and that sometimes love is worth the risk.
It really is. So we have two couples finding love in the most unexpected ways, defying expectations.
Exactly.
Creating their own paths to happiness. What a satisfying ending to this book.
Forbidden Games is a celebration of relationships. It reminds us that love isn't always, you know, simple and straightforward.
Right.
It can be messy, challenging. It asks us to step outside our comfort zones.
But that's the beauty of it, right?
Exactly. There's no one right way to love. And real happiness, it often comes from embracing the unexpected.
That's why this book is so relatable. We see ourselves in these characters. You know, their struggles, their wins, their complicated journeys.
Exactly. We see the challenge of balancing ambition with wanting connection. The importance of learning to trust, to be vulnerable. Forbidden Games leaves us with this message. Love is a choice. It's a leap of faith. It asks us to be brave, open to the unexpected, and to trust that sometimes the best journeys are the ones we didn't plan.
What a fantastic deep dive. Thank you so much for taking us through this book.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
I'm ready for more Kate Robert already.
Me too.
And for everyone listening, let us know what you thought, what parts resonated with you. Share your favorite moments, your insights, maybe even your own experiences with love and ambition down in the comments. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives into the world of books.